Hello everyone and welcome back to Pointlessly Interesting Talks. As I mentioned before, this podcast started with me and a friend just having conversations about things that were interesting to both of us. The reason we were able to have these conversations is because usually we'd have opposing viewpoints, but we're also willing to explore the other side, which is how conversations usually should go. We discuss our points and then settle on something in the middle because we realize that both sides have merits. Of course, it's not always like that because not everything has two valid opposing points. Throughout all the conversations we had, there was one topic that we never really agreed on, and this is what I'll be mentioning today. Let's say you're in limbo, and for those who don't know, limbo is kind of a hypothetical place outside of time and space. We obviously don't know how you got there, and we frankly don't really care, but you're there at that moment. And someone comes to you, let's call him the angel of death or just some random person, and for some reason he gave you two choices. You can either be returned to life as you were, living life normally and then, you know, dying at the end, or the second option, which is one where he would put you in a specific week that happens to be the best week of your life. You get to experience the ultimate happiness known to man, and at the end of the week, you forget all your experiences during that week and return to the beginning, only to experience it once more, like it's the first time. What would you choose? I honestly can't remember where this question came from originally. We usually have some interesting conversations, and sometimes we divert into weird places. Sometimes the topics do correlate to what we speak into, and most of the times they don't. But I think this is one of the topics that was kind of a divergent from a conversation we had. So let's discuss these two options. Obviously, a normal life doesn't really need explanations because we're here, we're living it, we're experiencing it. The more interesting one is obviously the second choice, which is that loop of happiness. Who doesn't want to experience the best week of their lives? With all the stresses of daily life, it could be a nice break to have a week where you have some fun, eat your favorite food, and not have to worry about anything. You can probably agree that one of humanity's worst fears is the fear of unknown, or uncertainty. We try the best we can to optimize future outcomes in the present to make sure that we cover our bases. We try to predict the climate, for example, and environmental issues because we don't know what's coming in the future. Ironically, it was the same fear that kind of led us to build all these machines and have so much manufacturing that actually caused the issues in the environment, but let's just leave that for another time. It's not a debate that humanity's fear is the unknown, so if someone comes to you in the middle of that chaos and says they can remove that fear from you, and on top of that, let you experience blissfulness forever, wouldn't it be enticing? Of course it would. When it comes to immortality in science fiction, and I'm mentioning science fiction here because that's the only source we have really, I mean, where else can we talk about to an immortal? When it comes to immortals in science fiction, usually the immortal can get bored of life the longer they live. This fictional trait, I believe, is an exaggerated form of humanity's hate for monotony and routine. We can get bored quite easily, and that's why we try new things and go on vacations and so on. The second scenario, or the fictional scenario that I'm talking about here, fixes this issue by having the person's memories wiped at the end of the happiness loop, so that when they go back to the beginning, they experience the same happy week for the first time. This is of course a great idea, because like I said, we would definitely get bored eventually from all the same happy things, even if it was the happiest week ever. Now let's go to the other side and talk about why a normal life would be the better choice in spite of the allure of the perfect week. To relay my point, or my main point about this, I'll just ask a simple question. Within this perfect week, where are you? I'm not talking about physically, because we know you're inside that weird existence, but we're talking about more your soul, self, or ego. If your memory is wiped at the end and you just repeat everything as it was, obviously the assumption here being everything within that week is reset as well, where is the evidence that you are indeed having the best experience in your life in that happiness loop? Part of living life and confirmation that we are alive are the experiences that we go through. We experience happiness, sadness, grief, and anger, and we move on. We carry the memories of these feelings and lessons that we learn and they are proof that we are living, breathing beings. Let's quickly take it back to that perfect week scenario. Let's say they are 25 years old when you choose it. The moment you enter that time loop, which is the perfect week, you will never be older than you were at the beginning of it. You will never make memories beyond what you remember before entering, because obviously memories get wiped at the end. So how do you know you've experienced these experiences? You will never learn or experience anything beyond the start of that week. Now, what does this description remind you of? For me, it reminds me of death, simply put. When you die, you never grow older, never make memories, and never experience anything else. And that's basically what happens within that loop. That means that choosing that happiness loop is just choosing an early death. Obviously, if you choose normal life, there is death at the end, but that's, you know, death comes whenever it comes. That's life. Now, would you even be aware within that loop? Would you have any awareness? If you end up doing the same things every single time you reset within that loop, is there really choice? There's no reason to suggest that anything would change within that loop, because there's no external factors. So everything resets and everything goes the same way they did before. So are you really making any choices? But we should always be happy with the experiences that we do go through in life, because with each experience, with each lesson learned, we add to who we are. If you do something today and it doesn't turn out good, obviously you're not going to do it again, and that's part of life. So despite the fear of the unknown and the uncertainty of the future, I would still choose a normal life over the loop. Of course, this is only my choice, but I do invite you to think about the question, because even though it seems like a simple question, our choices, or the reasons for our choices, would be quite telling, and it might help you explore who you are as a person. That's it for this episode, and I hope you found it interesting, and I do hope that you think about this question. This is Darasi, and you've been listening to Pointlessly Interesting Talks, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.